Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Having a great visit with our good friend, Governor Pete DuPont. Someone that I admire very much, someone that I look to for wisdom, and he always provides it. And whether you agree with his politics or not, please recognize the contribution that he's made to America, and people on both sides of the aisle listen to the wisdom and the common sense of Governor Pete DuPont. And Governor, thank you for the time you have given us today, and thanks for being such a steadfast supporter of all that we do here.
Well, you're good to have me on as often as you do.
Well, we love having you. NCPA.org, National Center for Policy Analysis. I know you guys do a lot of great work. We have a number of the other fellows there who work with you on the show, Bob McTeer, for example. Tell us a little bit about NCPA.
Well, as you know, I've been working with NCPA for a long time. John Goodman, who runs it and who put it together initially, he's a healthcare expert,
mm-hmm.
And he has written enormously about what's in the Obama healthcare plan that was passed. I mean, that took a great big piece of the American economy and took it out
yep.
of the marketplace.
1/6.
Put it into the hands of the government.
1/6, 18%. That's
exactly right.
Yeah.
And so he's done a lot of work on that. And if you go into NCPA.org, you can find all kinds of information about
health. Check it out, folks, and find Governor DuPont's work there as well. Governor, 2 years ago this week, basically, maybe last week, but in the last around 2 years ago right now, I saw something happening that I had never seen in my lifetime. I saw a grassroots, groundswell, visceral reaction. Americans, on their own, all by themselves, were coming out of their shoes with a gut reaction, visceral reaction, against the TARP, against what the politicians were doing, the Congress was doing, to bail out Wall Street. And, I mean, they were just showing up in mass, basically, to through all different ways, telephone, email, whatever, in person. They just kind of wound up at the same place. Kind of reminded me of that in the Close Encounter of the Third Kind. People just showed up at that mountain. They didn't know why. You know, this is what happened 2 years ago. And when I saw Americans responding that way to a government that they disagreed with, I said, you know what, maybe there's hope for America. And I tell you what, it's continued for 2 years. Whether it's Republican or Democrat, I'm glad to see Americans getting agitated and fired up about politics. What do you think?
Well, you got the timing right. It was just about 2 years ago that people suddenly began to, I shouldn't say suddenly, but people began to look at how the administration was pushing America, which way, how much money, taxes going up, spending going up, and they decided that it was time to do something. So bit by bit, state by state, they've simply thrown out some people they didn't like, put in some people they thought would be better, but better or not, the point is they've got to change the policy, and we're going to see that policy change come January, because we saw the same thing happen in the Clinton administration when Newt Gingrich
yep.
and the Republicans took over the House, and all of a sudden things began to change. Well, I think the same thing's going to happen starting in January. But the scary thing, and here's something you ought to have a program on someday, is what's going to happen when the legislature comes back into session after the election and before mm-hmm. the new Congress.
The lame duck session, exactly. There's a lot of mayhem could happen then. But Governor, the thing that I think is different about this scenario than the 94 scenario is in those days, the Republican establishment really were together. Now they're being pulled and basically the Republican leadership, the establishment, so to speak, has its detractors in his own party. And that's going to be one of the most interesting things, I think, to see how the Republican Party morphs over the next few years. And actually the Democrats, both of these establishments are having issues right now.
Well, that's right, and there's not going to be a lot of morphing between now and Election Day.
Right.
We got 4 weeks in which the party, whatever it is going to work very hard to try and win.
Right.
But then, after election, I think in a lot of states you're going to see the people say, we changed who was in the House or who was in the Senate, but now it's time to change the leadership of the Republican Party. And if the Democrats lose control in the House of Representatives, Democrats are going to say the same thing. It's time to change the way our parties work.
I think both parties will go through a metamorphosis over the next 2 years, and I think it will be a good thing for America. Governor DuPont, thanks for being here. Well done today. It's always a pleasure. Please come back real soon.
I'll do it, and I enjoy being with you.
Thank you. Governor Pete DuPont, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.